This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The priest who saw her on Easter Sunday says death is imminent for Terry Schiavo. It's been 10 days since doctors removed the feeding tube from the brain-damaged Florida woman, and those days have been filled with efforts to keep her alive. Federal courts, however, declined to intervene despite a law passed by Congress empowering them to do so. Now, public opinion polls are showing that voters disagree with what Congress did. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins us now, as she does every Monday. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, a week ago, members of both political parties were fighting for Schiavo's parents who want to keep her alive. Now they're not saying much.
Well, that's because a whole bunch of public opinion polls have come out and have silenced the politicians, something that doesn't happen very often. It reminds me of the period at the beginning of the Monica Lewinsky case, and the members of Congress at that point were all at home on recess. And they were, when you would call to interview them, they were all saying, oh, this is terrible, this is terrible. You know, we don't know if the president can stay. And then all the public opinion polls came out and said and supported the president, and the members of Congress suddenly lost any interest in doing anything about it. And the same thing's happened here. The difference is that there's been an intervening vote where the Congress, as you say, did allow the federal courts to review the case. The president flew back in the middle of the night, signed the bill in his pajamas. And now the polls are showing that there's an enormous sense that the Congress has no business intervening here, that huge majorities say that, including Republicans, majorities of Republicans and majorities of evangelical Christians, majorities of Catholics. There just is a sense that Congress has no role here. Ironically, the one group that disagrees with that strongly is disability groups who have been pushing for some sort of legislation to regulate what guardians can do. And that legislation could still go forward, although it's going to be very complicated with this whole case. But the Republican leadership in Congress is getting its lowest approval ratings in a long time, 39% in one poll. The Democrats even lower, 37%. And the president in the Gallup poll, the lowest approval ratings of his entire presidency. Now, his political operatives say, look, there's a lot of other stuff going on. The gas prices are high. Inflation worries are there. But this has been a sobering week for the politicians.
Well, now, if lawmakers were going to act or speak or not speak on the basis of polls, which it sounds like they are in the last couple of days, why do you think they made the political decision to keep the case going in the first place?
Well, first, I think we really do have to grant them the sincerity here. There were a lot of people very disturbed by this case. But beyond that, I think that Democrats thought they were dealing with this question of moral issues where they've been completely confused about where to go. Republicans, I think, thought that they would distract from Social Security, an issue that's been dominating the news and hasn't been working very well for them. And Tom DeLay, the majority leader of the House of Representatives, who was the real leader on this legislation, has been having some ethical problems that have dominated the news as well. And I think he thought he could distract from that and rally the Republican base, those core Republican voters.
Well, what do those core Republican voters think about all this?
Well, as I say, in the polls, you're seeing that they also are saying Congress shouldn't intervene, but there is a very strong core, including the kinds of people who have been demonstrating outside Terry Schiavo's hospice, who are very upset about the role the judiciary has played. And that is part of a continuum, starting with the school prayer decision in the 1950s and moving on through the abortion decision and now gay marriage. And I think it's going to just exacerbate the fight over judicial nominees.
Thanks very much. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.